Hey, Harold, have you thought about what kind of person you want to marry?
Is it my imagination or is Joyce mad at you? I thought for sure Cyrus would see you hiding it in your pocket when you were standing right in front of him.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition. Camp got off to a great start this morning. After breakfast and flag raising, everyone gathered on the field for a few hours of group games and, yes, using the new ropes course. After an almost perfect morning, everyone headed to the cafeteria to have tacos for lunch. Yum! The morning was almost perfect because a few things didn't go as smoothly as they should have. Lily is still upset with Jackson for breaking her teacup. She wasn't a very good sport when she discovered he was on her frisbee golf team. And Joyce Holt led the scavenger hunt, but her push to be the perfect camp director is wearing her out and making her a little irritable. Hattie loved organizing the ropes course activity with James, but she's beginning to wonder why he won't use some of his time and enthusiasm to help her with her lemonade challenge activity. And then there's Hugo. He and Jackson had a blast playing games all morning, but they were also distracted by something that Hugo is carrying around. Wondering what it is? Then join me on the latest expedition to Discovery Mountain in today's episode called Glued Together.
Addison, are James and Miss Hattie really dating?
Well, they're courting, Piper, which is a type of dating. Why?
Because they don't look like they're dating, or like they even like each other right now.
Oh? Yeah, I see that.
They're just acting normal.
Piper, please, I'm trying to eat. I don't want to talk about Miss Hattie and her boyfriend. Ugh.
Well, Lily, there's nothing much else to talk about.
Good.
So they don't like each other after all?
Of course they like each other.
I mean, that's good.
They're just acting appropriately. Honestly, it's pretty refreshing.
Double good. Now let's enjoy our tacos.
All right, tacos.
As Joyce passed James's table, he tried to get his sister's attention.
Hey, Joyce. Come and sit with Hattie and me.
No thanks, James. I have to get back to my office. The job of camp director is harder than it looks, you know.
Is it my imagination or is Joyce mad at you?
No, I don't think so. I haven't done anything.
You don't suppose she's mad at us, do you?
Us? Why would she be mad at us?
Oh, I don't know. Is it possible she doesn't like the idea of us being together?
No way. She's just probably tired. She has been working a lot harder lately, going the extra mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
You think I'm wrong?
Well, I think we should talk to her. After all, courtship involves the whole family. It matters what she thinks.
You're right. If my sister has any issues with our relationship, we need to talk to her.
And more importantly, we need to be willing to listen to her.
I'll talk to Joyce.
Thanks, James.
And over at the podcasting table.
Harold, don't forget to bring the camera and microphone to the drama tent. Mr. Garcia said we can do the interview there after everyone's gone.
I can't believe Mr. Simon agreed to this.
You thought he'd be too busy to sit for an interview?
No. I mean, why would Mr. Simon talk about this stuff? And why are we making a podcast about it?
Do I need to explain it again?
You could, but it still wouldn't make any sense.
Harold Peabody, you're the most annoying person I know.
Janet Beckman, sometimes the feeling is mutual.
Okay, guys, make sure to clear all your dishes. Luke, you forgot your juice glass after breakfast this morning.
Sorry, Counselor Cyrus.
Hugo, how's it doing?
How's what doing?
You know what.
I thought for sure Cyrus would see you hiding it in your pocket when you were standing right in front of him.
He was too focused on choosing taco fillings.
I worried the most during all those group games. Are you sure it's still okay?
Stop worrying, Jackson. I'm being real careful.
I thought for sure you were gonna lose it in the crab walk.
Well, good thing I brought these cargo pants to camp. Pockets are way deep.
You're sure garter snakes aren't poisonous, right?
Hey, I wouldn't have one in my cargo pants pocket if they were poisonous.
Okay. Keep catching crickets and worms for her. You're lucky garter snakes will eat almost anything.
Yep.
So, what's the plan? Are you going to let this snake go at some point?
Maybe. I'm just waiting for the right moment.
Okay, campers, time for the craft activity.
Crafts?
You worried Lily's still mad at you for breaking her teacup?
It isn't funny, Hugo. The kid's kind of scary.
Addison, what am I even supposed to do at crafts today? My teacup's broken, remember?
Oh, just wait and see, Lily. I'm sure Miss Hattie will have something worked out for you.
Oh, yeah? Look, it's on the table. Still broken.
Welcome back, campers. Take your seats and settle down while I explain what we're going to do today.
But I can't do anything.
That's not true, Lily.
What do you mean it's not true? My teacup is still broken.
It's not my fault, kid. You were in my way.
Stop calling me kid.
Jackson, Lily, please take a seat. It's time for our listening ears.
Yes, Miss Hattie.
Yes, Miss Hattie.
Now, you all have teacups in front of you, and today we're going to finish painting them.
So, Miss Hattie, do I paint a cup that's in 5 different pieces?
Yes, Lily, that's exactly what you do.
But...
it'll be a bit harder, but I know you can do it. And the rest of you brush off your cups and make sure they're as clean as possible.
Just try it, Lily. It's like painting your own jigsaw puzzle.
Piper's right. You like puzzles, don't you, Lily?
Yeah.
So why don't you give it a try?
All right, campers, make sure you don't use too much paint. Keep it thin because we want the cups to dry quickly.
I'd have to make sure the patterns are lined up. Or maybe I could paint each piece in a different color.
When you finish, put your cup on the table.
That table with the fans on it?
Yes, the fans will dry the pottery before our break is over, and then we can move on to the next step.
For the next 20 minutes, the crafts tent was filled with activity and giggles and the occasional spilled pot of paint. Finally, everyone's teacup, including the 5 pieces of Lily's cup, was on the table, drying under the fans. The campers had just enough time for a snack and a quick game of tag before Hattie called them back inside.
Okay, do you all have your cups now?
Yep, sure do.
Yes, I do. What's the next step?
The next step is to put your cup inside the Ziploc bag in front of you.
Miss Hattie, I don't have a bag.
I know, Lily. Just wait a minute.
Okay, mine's in the bag. What do we do now?
Hold the bags as high as you can.
Hattie? We made ceramic bowls in 7th grade art class, and I do not remember doing this step.
How long do we have to hold them up?
Everyone watch me, and I'm going to count to 3.
And then what?
Then you drop your teacups.
What?
Drop their teacups? The cups they had spent so much time shaping and painting? What is Hattie thinking? We'll find out right after this.
Join the Discovery Mountain Club for behind-the-scenes fun, exclusive bonus episodes, and early access to new adventures. Membership helps support the program while giving your family more ways to explore faith and friendship. Sign up today at discoverymountain.com/club.
Hi, I'm John Clay. I play Harold on Discovery Mountain. Did you know you can plant seeds of faith with the Discovery Mountain seeds? These 4 pocket-sized tracks share hope, encouragement, and God's love in simple yet powerful ways. Perfect for sharing with friends, neighbors, or strangers. Each seed can grow into a life-changing faith story. Find them at discoverymountain.com/seeds.
Hi, my name is Jafia Reeves, and I play Cyrus Smith.
Take Discovery Mountain anywhere with our brand new iPhone app. Listen to episodes, explore resources, and stay connected with your favorite characters. It's easy, free, and fun. Download today and bring uplifting adventures wherever life takes you. And watch for the Android version, coming soon.
Hattie told the campers to put their pottery teacups in a Ziploc bag and then drop them? Why did she want them to do that? Let's rejoin the craft activity and see if we can figure it out.
Miss Hattie, you want us to drop our teacups?
Yes, Jackson, that's exactly what I want.
Why? They'll break.
Yeah, like you broke my cup.
That was an accident, kid.
You were being careless, and I'm not a kid.
Campers, now listen to me. If you'll just do what I say, you'll be glad about it in the end.
Promise? I worked really hard on my cup.
I promise, Piper. Your cup will be beautiful, and you're going to learn a beautiful lesson about God, too. Now, let's try this again. Everybody ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, no. My cup broke into, like, 8 pieces.
Mine broke into 5, same as Lily's.
My cup's in 6 pieces.
Hey, Jackson, that was really loud. Do you think it scared the snake?
I doubt it. Snakes don't have external ears.
What?
They can sense certain low-frequency sounds, but mostly detect vibrations through their inner ear and jawbone.
Man, snakes are weirder than I thought.
Okay, Hattie, I can see why you had us put our cups into bags, so the pieces wouldn't fly everywhere.
Addison, the question is, why do we have to break them in the first place? They're ruined now.
They're not ruined, Cyrus.
We might as well just throw them out.
Don't, because we're about to repair the damage.
You had us break our teacups just so we could repair them?
Yeah, it sounds kind of silly when you say it that way, doesn't it? But yes.
So we're just gonna glue the pieces back together now?
Yes, and they're gonna be more beautiful than ever.
But how?
Let me show you. Look at this cup.
Whoa. Wow, that's so pretty.
I love the silver lines in the design.
Would you believe that I broke this cup last night?
No way.
You can repair broken pottery with colored glue and make it look beautiful.
Those wavy lines in the cup are real silver?
No, but it almost looks like it. Watch as I show you. You take epoxy glue mixed with a powdered paint. I use silver, but you could use purple or blue or whatever you like.
And that's what we're going to use too?
Yes.
Can we start right now?
Wait, Miss Hattie, you said we were going to learn a lesson about God.
Right. Do you ever feel like you're broken? Kind of like this pottery? Well, God glues us back together, no matter how broken or imperfect we feel.
He does?
Yes. Isaiah 61, verse 1 says, "He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted."
I don't get it.
Well, when our hearts are hurting and we feel broken, God doesn't throw us away. He puts the broken pieces of our lives back together. And he makes us into something even more useful and more beautiful than before.
That verse in Isaiah was a prophecy about Jesus, wasn't it?
Yes. And once God has repaired us, we can each help someone else who's brokenhearted by telling them about Jesus.
And they can feel whole again, too.
Yes. That's why I didn't throw away Lily's cup or remake it.
Oh, so you all have me to thank.
Jackson,
don't you dare take credit for all this good stuff now.
Kidding. I was kidding.
Miss Hattie, can you show us how to make our cups beautiful again?
Yes. Come on, let's get the epoxy glue ready. Okay, if you'll all look at the table in front of you, you'll see little cups for mixing the dry paint powder.
Lily, your broken cup inspired the best craft yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it did.
I'm going to make my glue pink. How about you?
I'm going to go with red. Lava red.
The campers were fascinated with the process of repairing their pottery. They gently sanded the sharp edges of the broken pieces of their cups, filled in any chips on the surface, mixed the glue and paint powder together, and carefully applied it. Last, they put their teacups on the drying table and headed to their drama class. Hattie was cleaning up and getting ready for the next day's class when she heard a car pull up and park in front of the craft tent.
Hi, Hattie.
I'm making my daily snack run.
Michelle, I can't believe you came by again.
Well, I needed someone to taste test a new summer muffin recipe.
Ooh, well, I'll happily be your taste tester no matter the season. Oh, that's so good. There's just the right pop of lemon.
Thanks. I also wanted to see how you were doing. But judging from the fact that you're not crying, I guess you had a better day today.
Yes, I did. The kids were so shocked when I had them break their teacups.
I'm sure they were.
They really loved gluing the pottery back together. But I'm not sure they really got the idea that God does that for us, too.
Hattie, your job is just to plant the seeds.
Well, I feel like you could have explained it better. You're such a good storyteller, Michelle.
Me? Oh, no, Hattie. I'm sure that you did a wonderful job.
Well, I hope so.
Was James able to help you today like you'd hoped?
No, he's too busy. At least he said he was.
Uh-oh. Is your courtship hitting a snag? Did you get to talk yesterday?
Yes, we did. And it turns out we both have almost identical priorities for our future faith exercises and life.
Well, that's great. So what's the hesitation?
Well, we both want someone who will support our life goals and our spiritual growth.
I'm still not seeing a problem here.
Well, if James really supported my goals, wouldn't he find the time to be here when I need him?
I see your point.
And then there was lunch.
What went wrong at lunch?
Michelle, he put relish in his tacos. That's the sort of quirk I am not sure I can live with.
Oh, Hattie, relish on a taco? That's a pretty innocent quirk.
No, but relish in tacos could be a real problem.
Only if you let it. Trust me, Hattie, I've been married, and things didn't work out as planned.
So what do you think I should do about the relish thing?
Learn to work through these little things before they become big things. Think of it as an opportunity.
An opportunity for what?
To practice patience and learn how to be a good listener.
Being patient is tough. What happens if I just can't do it?
Well, you won't relish being in that situation.
Oh, Michelle, I really needed that laugh. Come on, let me show you the camper's pottery art.
I wonder how things are going in the drama tent today. Let's find out right after this.
Hey, Director Doug here. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Find out how you can receive a Discovery Mountain t-shirt as a thank you gift. Call us at 1-877-566-7365 today. That's 877-566-7365.
Make Bible study an adventure with the Discovery Mountain Bible. Packed with beautiful illustrations and helpful resources, it's the perfect gift for kids and families. Grow faith together and discover God's Word in a hardcover Bible your family will cherish for a lifetime. Learn more at discoverymountain.com/store.
Hey, Harold, did you remember?
Yes, Janet. I remembered to bring the camera and the microphone. I told you I'd remember. Oh, no.
What?
I was so focused on remembering the camera, I forgot my script. I'll be right back.
Come on, Hugo. Why won't you tell me who you're going to prank with the snake? Cyrus? Chaplain Jake? Oh, hey, are you going to put it in one of the girls' cabins?
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Well, you'll have to come up with a plan pretty soon. There's only a few more days of camp.
I like having her in my pocket. I almost forget she's there because she hardly moves. Doesn't eat much either.
Hardly moves or eats? I hope she's not sick.
Nah, she's just a good little snake. Or I guess she's a really a good big snake since she's kind of chunky. I'm thinking of keeping her.
Keeping her? You don't know anything about keeping snakes. You didn't even know what kind of snake it was. I've had to tell you everything.
And I can always call my buddy Jackson if I have any more questions. Now, we better get inside.
The campers got right to work, and Mr. Garcia was pleased with how well the rehearsal was going. Most of them had the scripts memorized, or at least mostly memorized, and knew when to come on stage and where to stand. But toward the end of practice, things hit a snag.
Congratulations, everyone. Our first dress rehearsal is coming right up, and it looks like you'll be ready. Great job on the narration, Brianna.
Thanks, Mr. Garcia.
Hugo, how are you doing in there?
Okay, Uncle Ethan, but it gets hot.
Listen, can you cut back on the camel's ear twitching?
But it's fun.
Constant twitching is too distracting. Just an occasional twitch, okay?
Mr. Garcia, I have a problem.
What's that, Logan?
I know my part, but, I mean, I still don't understand it. How could Eliezer be so focused on finding the perfect wife for Isaac when Isaac's the one living the life Eliezer thought he was going to have?
I don't understand why Isaac let Eliezer go pick out his wife for him in the first place.
Well, you have to realize...
What about Rebecca? How am I supposed to play a person who'd go off with complete strangers to marry some man she's never met before?
In those days, Janet...
Try playing Rebecca's brother Laban. He seems awfully eager to get rid of his sister in exchange for some fancy gifts.
But Cyrus...
Why do I have to play one of Rebecca's friends? All they do is giggle and tell her how blessed she is to be marrying such a wealthy man.
I think I'd be way more excited if us camel drivers got to fight off a bunch of bandits.
Yeah, a battle scene.
There are no battle scenes.
Hey, campers. Now, what's going on here?
Mr. Simon, am I glad to see you.
Hi, Granddad. You here for your interview with Harold and Janet?
Indeed I am. But unless I'm mistaken, drama class isn't going very well today.
Let's just say my actors are having a hard time understanding their characters.
Or perhaps they just don't understand the story well enough.
Mr. Simon, that's brilliant. Okay, campers, tomorrow we're going to do what I should have done at the very beginning. See you then.
Mr. Simon, give Harold and me a minute to set up the camera, okay?
Okay, Janet. Take your time.
Granddad, can you stay for supper after you're done?
Sorry, Natasha. I'm meeting with James.
Oh, okay. I have got to figure out what's going on with those two.
All right, Mr. Simon, all set.
Okay, Harold, make sure you get my best side.
I'll do my best. And just so you know, this whole interview was Janet's idea.
I heard that, Harold.
Oops.
Natasha said you wanted to talk about marriage, Janet.
And love.
Harold, just pay attention to your job. Are you ready?
Yes. Ready and action.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mountain Mysteries. I'm Janet Beckman, and I'm here today with cameraman Harold Peabody.
Hello.
We're here today to discuss the mystery of love and marriage, and our guest is Mr. George Simon, proprietor of Trekkers and mayor of Discovery Mountain.
Hello, everyone.
Mr. Simon, the kids at Discovery Mountain Summer Camp are learning about the story of Isaac and Rebecca in the Bible. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, quite familiar. Abraham sent his faithful servant Eliezer to find a wife for his son Isaac. And God led Eliezer to Rebecca.
And that's precisely the mystery we want to discuss today. How could you let someone else pick out your husband or wife? And the reason you're our guest today is because a rumor concerning your marriage recently came to our attention.
Oh?
Yes. You see, someone told this reporter that you said your marriage was arranged.
Well, that's true.
It was?
Yes, it was arranged by my father.
But...
Let me explain. One of my best friends in academy was Donna Watson. Our group of friends did everything together.
Hey, that's like our group.
Donna and I ended up at the same college where we studied together, hiked together. We led a student Bible study together.
And that's how you fell in love?
No, it's embarrassing to admit now, but I had my eye on a different young lady.
What changed?
I did. Over the next year and a half, God opened my eyes to how Donna had all the qualities mentioned in the love chapter of the Bible.
The love chapter?
1 Corinthians 13. It's often read at weddings.
What does it say?
I can't quote the whole chapter, but it says love is patient and kind, isn't proud or selfish, doesn't get angry really easy or demand its own way. It protects, trusts, and is loyal.
And that's what Donna was like?
Yes, she was. And God kept arranging for Donna and me to be on the same committees, in the same classes and study groups. It was as if he glued us together.
But how did your father... Oh, I get it. Your heavenly father arranged your marriage.
That's right, Janet. And I think everyone should let God do their matchmaking.
Well, folks, you just heard it for yourselves. Mr. Simon did have an arranged marriage. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Mountain Mysteries.
That's a wrap.
Thanks for being our guest today, Mr. Simon.
Anytime, Janet. Well, I'd better go try and find James now. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Harold, have you thought about what kind of person you want to marry?
What are you talking about? We're way too young to be thinking about stuff like that.
Not necessarily. In Ethiopia, my people have the youngest average marriage age, like 14 or 15.
You mean if you were still there, you might already be married?
It's possible.
I just remembered Logan's waiting for me at the archery range. I better hurry.
Okay, note to self. Talk to your other friends about this stuff. Harold is definitely not ready.
Jenna and Harold may have solved the mystery of Mr. Simon's arranged marriage, but there are still some questions, aren't there, Director Doug?
Yes, like Hattie and James. Hattie has a lot of concerns.
Yes, and what's Hugo going to do with the snake? I hope he listens to Jackson and lets it go.
Yeah, just at the right time and place.
Definitely. And what about Hattie's craft class?
Well, fixing the pottery was really interesting. It does illustrate the beautiful message that God puts our broken pieces back together and makes our lives more beautiful than ever.
Yes, I love the verse she used, Isaiah 61:1, about how Jesus was sent to bind up the brokenhearted.
That's a wonderful promise.
Listeners, let's exercise our faith this week by following the love chapter and being kind, patient, unselfish, and slow to get angry.
That's a great faith exercise. And we'll see you here next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes, visit us online at discoverymountain.com. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again here, where every day is an exercise in faith. Discovery Mountain is created by Gene Boonstra, executive producer Ruben Gomez, director Douglas Bruce, with original music by Danny Columbi, producers Fiona Lynn and Joel Baker. Discovery Mountain is brought to you by The Voice of Prophecy.